Imagine if you could peer directly into the thought process of a cutting-edge AI. Not just seeing the outputs, but really understanding the fundamental building blocks of its intelligence. It might sound like science fiction, right? But that's kind of the frontier we're exploring today, and it has some pretty profound implications for how we'll all work in the future.
Precisely. Yeah, we're diving into some truly groundbreaking work here. It's primarily coming out of Anthropic. We're looking at their papers, decomposing language models into understandable components and mapping the mind of a large language model. And this builds on their earlier insights, the towards monosemanticity work. Essentially, these sources tackle this huge challenge, breaking down these incredibly complex AI language models into fundamental units. They call them features.
Okay, features. Let's unpack this a bit. It sounds almost like finding the individual notes in a really complex piece of music.
That's a good analogy.
And for you, our listener, maybe you want to grasp the core of this without getting totally bogged down in, equations and jargon. So our mission today is pretty clear. We want to extract the key insights from these sources, specifically about how this deeper fundamental understanding of AI could reshape the future of work.
Exactly. Look, for a long time, we've known the underlying math, right? How neural networks operate. But the sheer scale, we're talking billions of parameters all interacting it, meant we couldn't really decipher why they do what they do, why they're so good at
And there
language,
they work.
even though they work remarkably well sometimes. But this lack of transparency, it poses significant hurdles, especially when we think about putting AI, deeper into our workplaces, relying on it more.
Okay, like what kind of hurdles? Why is it so critical to understand the inner workings if the AI seems to be delivering the results we want?
Well, think about the future of work. If we're relying on AI for tasks with real consequences, helping with legal analysis, maybe generating critical reports, even strategy decisions, we need confidence. We need reliability. If we can't understand how it gets to its answers, it becomes incredibly hard to diagnose errors when they happen, or to implement fixes, or even just ensure consistent performance day to day. The sources we're looking at really hammer this home, this lack of interpretability. It's been a major bottleneck.
That makes total sense, yeah. If your AI coworker suddenly starts making weird mistakes, you need to be able to figure out why. You need to troubleshoot. So, how do these features help us get there? What are they?
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting. Instead of focusing on individual neurons, which, they operate in this highly interconnected, distributed way, it's messy. The researchers propose looking at these features. Think of them as recurring patterns of activation, but across groups of neurons. An analogy might be building blocks. Like individual bricks form larger structures, right? Here, individual neurons combine their activity to activate these higher level features. And those features then contribute to the model's overall output, its state of mind, if you will.
Okay, so we're moving from analyzing billions of tiny signals to identifying a more manageable set of meaningful patterns.
That's the idea.
Can you give us some real-world examples? Like, what do these features actually represent? What did they find?
Oh, the findings are quite remarkable, actually. In smaller, more experimental models first, they found features that correspond to pretty concrete concepts, things like DNA sequences, the structure of legal language, bits of HTTP requests, even the look of Hebrew text.
Oh, specific stuff.
Yeah. And then when they scaled these techniques up, and this is the big leap to a production-grade model like Claude 3 Sonnet, they discovered millions of features. Millions, and representing much more abstract ideas too. Things like components of nutrition statements on food packaging, common bugs found in computer code, discussions about gender bias, conversations about secrets, even specific things like the Golden Gate Bridge and, related concepts and associations around it.
Millions of features in a system that's actually out there being used.
Yeah.
That's an incredible leap in understanding. It sounds like a massive undertaking, computationally, scientifically.
Oh, absolutely. Huge engineering innovation was needed, plus a really deep theoretical grasp of how these massive models learn. And this newfound ability, this power to identify and understand these features, it offers some really exciting possibilities for the future, for how we interact with AI in our professional lives.
Okay, so we can now identify them, we can see these features. How does that fundamentally change how we might work with AI going forward? What's the practical impact?
Well, because understanding these features gives us a much more targeted way to potentially guide and control the model's behavior. Imagine being able to specifically activate features linked to, say, spotting logical inconsistencies in a contract draft,
Oh.
Or maybe features that detect subtle sentiment shifts in customer feedback emails. This gives us a level of precision in directing the AI that we just haven't had before.
So instead of just writing these broad prompts and hoping for the best, we might be able to fine-tune our interactions, like intentionally engage specific, I don't know, reasoning features or empathy features.
Precisely. And this level of interpretability, it can lead to significantly better reliability and safety, which, as we said, are absolutely paramount if AI is going to be widely adopted in business and society. Think about it. If we can monitor which features are active during a specific work task, we could potentially spot and address unusual or problematic patterns of activation much earlier. That leads directly to more trustworthy AI assistance in the workplace.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense for using AI ethically, effectively, you know, in professional settings. Are there other advantages this deeper insight offers for the future of work?
Definitely. The ability to potentially manipulate these features opens the door to modifying a model's behavior in a much more predictable way. So instead of having to retrain an entire giant model for, say, a specific niche task within your company,
which is expensive and time-consuming.
Exactly. You might potentially be able to fine-tune its performance just by adjusting the activity of the relevant underlying features for that task. And there's more understanding which inputs activate specific features. That could completely revolutionize how we prompt and interact with AI professionally. We could learn to craft our questions, our requests, in a way that directly engages the features most relevant to the job at hand.
Getting much better results.
More efficient, more accurate results, hopefully. It's almost like learning the AI's internal language to communicate more effectively with it.
That's a really fascinating idea. Almost like, yeah, direct mental programming in a very loose sense. Now, another concept that jumped out at me from the sources was this idea of universality, that these features appear across different AI models. What's that about?
Yeah, that's truly remarkable. Many of the features they discovered seem to be consistent across different language models, even models trained completely independently, you know, with different starting points, different random seeds. The sources highlight examples like a feature for encoding data in Base64.
Okay, like a technical thing.
Right, or a feature for recognizing Arabic script, or even that DNA sequence feature we mentioned. They found these same sorts of features popping up in multiple distinct training runs.
So wait, if we gain a really deep understanding of the, say, Base64 encoding feature in one AI tool we use at work, that knowledge might actually be directly useful for understanding a similar feature in a totally different AI platform from another company.
That's exactly the implication. Yeah. This universality suggests there might be a fundamental underlying structure in how these models learn to represent information. The insights we get from dissecting one model could potentially generalize to others. That could significantly speed up the development and our understanding of all the future AI tools we're going to encounter in the workplace. It kind of hints at a more fundamental shared vocabulary of concepts that these AIs are learning, regardless of the specifics of their training.
Wow. That could lead to huge efficiencies in AI development, deployment, just understanding across the board. Now, the sources also mentioned something called feature splitting. That sounds like a single concept getting more detail.
That's a very good way to put it, yeah. Feature splitting is this phenomenon where a single sort of broader feature you might identify in an analysis using a smaller dictionary of features, it can break down into multiple more specialized features as the model learns a larger, more nuanced set of representations, or as we analyze it with more detail. The Base64 feature is actually a perfect example they use. In a less detailed analysis, you might just see one feature for Base64 encoded text. Simple enough. But as you increase the resolution, maybe look for more features, that single feature might split into distinct ones. One for Base64 letters, one for Base64 digits, maybe another for Base64 strings that specifically encode ASCII characters.
So it's like having different levels of zoom on the AI's understanding. You can get the general picture or you can zoom right in.
Exactly.
To see these really fine-grained distinctions in how it's processing information, which could be relevant for different, more specialized tasks at work, presumably?
Precisely. It gives us this valuable knob, you could say, for adjusting the level of detail, the resolution at which we understand the model. So you can get high-level summaries or very specific insights into its behavior, depending on what kind of work-related analysis you need to do.
Okay. This whole effort, this focus on features, it seems to fall under this bigger umbrella term, mechanistic interpretability. What's the main goal there? What's the big picture?
Right. Connecting it to the bigger picture is important. This work on features is absolutely a central pillar of mechanistic interpretability, which is really a long-term research bet aimed at getting a fundamental understanding of how AI models actually work at a mechanistic level, like the gears turning inside. Anthropic explicitly frames this as crucial for building more reliable, more trustworthy AI systems for the future.
Which we need for work applications.
Definitely. By moving beyond just looking at individual neurons, which are just too opaque to these more interpretable features, we're making real, tangible progress towards creating AI that we can genuinely understand, and therefore, hopefully, trust to play a significant role in our professional lives. You can think of mechanistic interpretability as trying to really understand the nuts and bolts of AI reasoning, not just for safety, though that's huge, but also to unlock new capabilities and build truly dependable AI partners for different jobs.
It sounds like maybe we're shifting then, from facing these fundamental scientific mysteries like how do we even begin to understand this, to tackling more maybe engineering challenges, like how do we scale these techniques up to the really big, powerful AI models that are likely going to power a lot of future work tools.
I think that's a key insight from this research, yeah. The foundational science, figuring out how to identify these interpretable units, seems to be advancing really fast. And the next major frontier really is applying and scaling these methods effectively to the increasingly complex AI systems that we expect will be integral to the future workplace.
Okay, now one of the more kind of mind-bending concepts mentioned was this analogy to finite state automata. How do features link together to create something like that? What does that even mean?
Yeah, that raises a fascinating question about the dynamics between these features. It's not just about identifying them in isolation. The researchers observed that the activation of one feature can actually influence the likelihood of other features becoming active in a sequential way. It sort of resembles the state transitions you see in a finite state automaton, a basic computing model.
Like a chain reaction of understanding.
Kind of, yeah. Imagine maybe a feature that recognizes the start of a sentence gets activated. That might then increase the probability of activating a feature that expects a subject.
Okay.
Which in turn might make it more likely a feature looking for a verb gets activated, and so on. Following the patterns in the data it was trained on.
So these features aren't just isolated bits of knowledge floating around. They can actually work together in a structured way to process more complex sequences of information. Could that mirror how we handle multi-step tasks and workflows in our jobs?
That's the really intriguing implication, yes. The sources give examples of features that seem to collaborate to generate grammatically correct sentences, or even features that seem to track the flow of dialogue in a conversation, like keeping track of who said what. This suggests that understanding these feature interactions could give us valuable insights into how language models might handle complex sequential tasks. Things like processing intricate customer service tickets or generating detailed step-by-step instructions for a work process.
That could be really useful.
They even found evidence of feature interactions related to memorizing and recalling specific phrases, which could be relevant in fields like law or medicine, where exact terminology is absolutely critical.
It really does underscore that looking at the individual neuron level was maybe missing the forest for the trees, huh?
Mm.
Features seem to be a much more relevant level of analysis for understanding how these models actually do what they do.
Absolutely. The research clearly demonstrates, both through human evaluations and automated methods, that these features are significantly more interpretable than individual neurons. People can understand what a feature represents much more easily. That Arabic script feature example is compelling, right? It was practically invisible if you only looked at single neuron activations. It really highlights the power of this feature-based approach to kind of unlock the black box.
Yeah, it's exciting to see this progress. But the researchers are also clear, right? This is an ongoing journey. We haven't reached complete transparency yet.
That's a crucial point to keep in mind, definitely. While they've made huge strides, the goal of fully understanding these incredibly complex systems, that's still very much an active area of research. The fact that their current feature analysis can account for a big chunk they mentioned around 79% of the model's behavior, that's really promising.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
But it also means there's still, you know, 21% or so of the behavior that isn't fully explained by the features they've found so far. And they also emphasize that developing better ways to even measure how completely a feature-based interpretation explains a model. That's an important area for future work, too. How do we know when we're done?
Right. Okay. So to sort of recap our deep dive into these really fascinating sources on decomposing language models, we learned that the key to understanding advanced AI seems to lie not in the individual neurons, but in these emergent features, these patterns of neural activity that represent understandable concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And this shift in perspective offers a much more effective way to potentially control AI, build trust in it,
mm-hmm.
which has massive implications for the safety, the reliability, and just the overall effectiveness of AI in the future of work.
Absolutely.
We've also touched on how these features can show up universally across different models,
mm-hmm.
how they can get more specialized through feature splitting, and even how they might interact in these structured automaton-like ways to handle complex tasks.
Exactly. And this research, it really represents a critical step forward in that larger field of mechanistic interpretability. It brings us closer, hopefully, to a future where we can truly understand and effectively leverage these powerful AI systems that will undoubtedly play an increasingly central role in our professional lives.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? As we develop this more granular, this deeper understanding of the AI systems we'll be working alongside, could it pave the way for a fundamentally new era of human AI collaboration? One built on something maybe closer to mutual comprehension. It's not just about what AI can do anymore, but maybe our ability to understand how it does it. That could unlock possibilities for partnership we haven't even fully grasped yet. If you're intrigued by these ideas, I definitely recommend checking out those Anthropic papers we've been discussing today. They offer an even deeper look into this really fascinating area.